The Poetry of Emily Dickinson, Part 3, Nature. Poem 10, The Sleeping Flowers. "Whose are the little beds," I asked, "which in the valleys lie?" Some shook their heads and others smiled, and no one made reply. "Perhaps they did not hear," I said, "I will inquire again. Whose are the beds, the tiny beds, so thick upon the plain?" "'Tis Daisy in the shortest, a little farther on, nearest the door to wake the first, little Leontodon. 'Tis Iris, sir, and Aster, Anemone and Belle, Batschia in the blanket red, and Chubby Daffodil. Meanwhile, at many cradles, her busy foot she plied, humming the quaintest lullaby that ever rocked a child. Hush, Epigea wakens, the crocus stirs her lids. Rhodora's cheek is crimson, she's dreaming of the woods. Then turning from them, reverent, their bedtime 'tis, she said. The bumblebees will wake them when April woods are red. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.